He shrugged. What about the Taken? You want to go after them? Hell no, but we can't have them running around loose in our backyard either. No telling. The Menhirs will watch them, won't they? That depends on how pissed the old tree is. Maybe he's ready to let us go to hell in a bucket after this. You might find out.
I'll go,
Goblin squeaked. He wanted an excuse to put a lot of yards between him and the tree. Don't take all night, I said. Why don't the rest of you help Elmo and the lieutenant? That got rid of some folks, but not Silent. There was no way I was going to get Silent out of sight of Darling. He had some reservations still. I chafed Darling's wrists and did other silly things when time was the only cure. After some minutes I mumbled, 78 days, and the lady, before long it will be too late. I lifted an eyebrow. He can't be beaten without her. It won't be long before the hardest ride won't get her there in time. I do not know what Silent made of that exchange. I do know that the lady looked up at him and smiled thinly with that look she gets when she knows your thoughts. We need the tree, and we didn't get to finish our picnic. Huh? She went away for a few minutes. When she returned, she had the blanket, dirtier than ever, and the bucket. She snagged my hand and headed for the dark. You watch for the traps, she told me. What the hell was this game? Chapter 45. Bargain Struck. Later, a broken boat of a moon arose. We did not go far before it did, for there was not enough starlight to risk much movement. Once the moon did rise, the lady guided me in a slow circle toward where the Taken had come down. We halted in a clear area, sandy, but not dangerous. She spread the blanket. We were outside the null. Sit. I sat. She sat. I asked, What? Be quiet. She closed her eyes and went inside herself. I wondered if Silent had torn himself away from Darling to stalk us. Wondered if my comrades were making crude jokes about us as they labored over the walking trees. Wondered what the hell kind of game had me caught in its toils. You learned something out of it anyway, Croaker. After a while I realized she was back from wherever she had gone. I am amazed, she whispered. Who would have thought they had the guts? Eh? Our Skyborn friends. I expected Limper and Whisper up to their old crimes, but I got Scorn and Blister. Though I might have suspected her, had I thought. Necromancy is her great talent. Another round of her thinking aloud. I wondered if she did that often. I am sure she was unaccustomed to having witnesses around if she did. What do you mean? She ignored me. I wonder if they told the others. I hearkened back, put a few things together. The lady's divinations about 3 possible futures and no place in any of them. Maybe that meant there was no place in them for Taken, either. And maybe they figured they could take their futures into their own hands by ridding themselves of their mistress. A light step startled me, but I did not get excited. I just figured Silent had chosen to follow. So I was very surprised when Darling sat down with us, unchaperoned.